Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and I have to say, I do love makeup. Now, I don't wear a lot. Most of the time, I'm just going to have a tinted moisturizer and mascara, maybe a little lip gloss or chapstick, but I still love it, but I want to make sure that my makeup is clean. And as a matter of fact, Ashley Kopp, who joins us twice a month, she's fantastic, internationally renowned registered dietitian. She wants to talk about why your makeup may be messing with your diet. Now, that's interesting. Hello, Ashley. Welcome.
Yeah, this is a great one. Like playing with my niece, like my when she was like 4 and 5 and wanting to apply makeup, like to all the way through to, you know, thinking about the fact that I actually, like you, I put on my tinted moisturizer probably more often than I have a green juice. You know what I mean? So like there are things that we have to think about. Like, you know, it's like I put it on every day. And of course, mine is an SPF so that, you know, I'm trying to protect from the sun. But you know, it's and especially in the United States, it's a really uncomfortable thought to know that, I'm just going to throw a couple of statistics at you. The government actually hasn't passed a law regulating what's in cosmetics since 1938 means last century. In terms of, if we compare how safe our makeup, and I'm going to use makeup as the term for skincare as well as makeup. So it's just all over beauty care. Let's call it that. If we look at that, the EU, the European Union, outlaws, bans 1,300 harmful chemicals from being in cosmetics. And the United States, we ban 11. So when we're looking at, you know, I think like, gosh, why are, you know, there lower instances of certain diseases, or why do French women always just look so good, or, you know, any of these other things, you know, we turn around and we're like, wait, we have to look at it beyond our diet. And the interesting thing is, you know, so much of the things that, like, we do in our diet, like I'll say to somebody, hey, make sure if you're going to have yogurt, have organic yogurt, because, you know, we want to make sure that you're not getting extra hormones. It's important what the animal is fed, you know, all these other things. But then you go and you apply one of these things regularly to our skin, more often than we might eat yogurt. And what these chemicals that are in there, many of them are what we call hormone disruptors. So they themselves may be doing the things to us that we're trying to avoid from our diet. So one of the things when a patient comes in to see me, whether they're seeing me from a preventative health standpoint or they're seeing me certainly if we're working on a disease or, you know, helping them manage or treat something, I'm going to ask them, what are you putting on your body every day? And I think that's such a critical place to start, because at the end of the day, you know, there are things, like you mentioned, tinted moisturizers. I was really, one of the things that I've been on, really focused on, and it actually started off from a supplement standpoint, and I was on a program on the Dr. Oz show about this a couple of years ago, is supplemental vitamin A. We often get it in a synthetic form, a retinol palmitate, instead of getting it in mixed carotenoids. And if you hear me say carotenoid, you think carrot, and that's exactly what we want to be thinking of. And that, you know, the synthetic form may not be good for us, but certainly high amounts of it in the supplemental form is not good. And so we actually, in that episode, he actually talked about making sure that your supplement doesn't have more than 5,000 IU. And that was really important. And then I went to find out that a lot of these tinted moisturizers actually use retinol palmitate. And in addition, a lot of practitioners, a lot of dermatologists, you know, you've heard of like retinol or Retin-A, or if somebody has severe skin issues, they might even be on Accutane. And suddenly we have to look at how much vitamin A are you getting in. And so I've had patients who unknowingly in their skincare and their beauty care were getting in the vitamin A, and it was because they were using a tinted moisturizer that had that as the ingredient. So one of the things that I think is really important is when you think about your food and your diet, you have to think about everything that your body is taking in. And we know that our skin is our largest organ. So it is actually, you know, it's part of the mouth. So if you're taking in a supplement, we're now teaching people to think of that, you know, in the same way as your food, but you actually need to think of your skin and your beauty care in the same way. It's a lot, right? It starts to feel stressful, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I know. There's always so much to think about.
There's great news.
Are you saying that we shouldn't use retinols at all then? I just want to be clear.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And I think that, you know, I'm not a dermatologist, so I leave that to, I think there are dermatologists that are finding other ingredients and they're finding, you know, ways in products and in tinted moisturizers even to use whole food forms. So you're actually getting the carotenoids and not the retinols. But I think there's a real reason, as I understand it medically, to use the retinols. It's just we have to look at your total then intake. And oftentimes I will have somebody stop a supplement that has vitamin A if they're using a retinol-containing medication. So I, that's part of what I do as a, you know, in a, as an integrated practitioner. I look at what you're doing for your, you know, across the board. But I do want to simplify things. You know, our great friends at Environmental Working Group, they have EWG verified, and they also have that great database, Skin Deep. So if you have a question about, you know, if an ingredient is safe or not. But I find, like, one time I took one of my beauty care products and I went through and I was like, I don't know what any of these ingredients are. And, you know, 2 hours later, I had looked them all up and found out I had this great beauty care product in front of me. But I don't have 2 hours with every beauty care product. So what I love about EWG Verified is they're basically verifying beauty products now. And I got involved with a company called Beauty Counter, which a friend of mine started as the, she's the one who develops all the products. Her name's Christy Coleman. She's a makeup artist. And we just did this awesome podcast with her learning about, you know, what are all the ingredients that you should and should not use and how she formulates. And what they do is they come up with the formulation that will work, that's her end, and then they match it against what EWG doesn't allow, and they use the same standards that Europe uses, so those 1500. So, you know, there are companies that are doing the work for us today, and I think that's part of it. For me, I just felt really good about turning to and just saying, like, hey, if I'm grabbing a beauty counter product now, I know that that, you know, isn't going to be an issue. And there are other great companies. I mean, I love RMS, you know, and I love Marie Veronique, et cetera. Yeah.
You know what? I use a lot of, I mean, I'm a huge makeup junkie. And, you know, it's funny, when I was growing up, I didn't think twice about it. But now, obviously, doing what I do and in the work that I do, I'm, huge into buying organic makeup and all, and clean makeup. So I'll use Zooey Organic and I'll use some Mineral Fusion. And I've used a lot of the, all my makeup is the organic. The only thing I've had a hard time finding with clean ingredients has been mascara. So I'm curious, does Beauty Counter make a good mascara? That's what I want to know.
So, you know, it's a great question. I actually rely on Dr. Hauschka. I will say, I have had some issues with sometimes it bleeding underneath my eye if I'm, you know, if I'm doing TV or talk. I sometimes feel better about that, though, because I know they're making a good brand. At this point, Beauty Counter does not have a mascara. I also think that, you know, it's one of those that isn't going to necessarily touch your skin that much. So, you know, at least it's a little bit better in that way. And we just are doing the best that we can. So we're all trying to, you know, sort
Yeah, that's what I figure. I'll never give up my mascara. I mean, and in the summer, I swim a ton in this great pond. And if I have to go somewhere after, I'll use waterproof mascara. And I'm sure that's full of junk. But I figure if everything else is clean, I don't think it's really, you know, like you were saying.
You know, I describe the waterproof as like, I describe the waterproof as kind of like doing gel nails. And here's my only thing. I would much rather that when you're swimming, nobody needs to see the mascara. Apply it after and don't do the waterproof.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's just, you know, if you can.
Oh, really?
But we're all realists and we want you to look beautiful. So,
yes.
Totally.
And I have darn blonde eyelashes. Makes me insane.
I know.
But I do think I agree with Ashley. I mean, I do think that there's, you know, a time and a place for everything. And I've managed to do, I mean, pretty much my beauty routine is pretty much clean, except for that mascara, which, like you said, Ashley, when I do a lot of TV, it's hard to do mascara, the natural one, so you don't want it all over your face when you're on television. So I do get that.
Exactly.
I just want to add one, you know, add one thing to the app. There is an app called Think Dirty as well that you could check your makeup and your beauty care products, which is also a really terrific app that you can use. So Ashley, as always, I mean, we love having you on the show. And I know I'm going to see you soon, which I'm really excited about. So
yay. And please focus on this topic for your teen girls, like, and teen boy, like, kids, anyone who's playing with makeup. Like, there's no reason for them to be playing with toxins. It's crazy. So, you know, I think
totally
it's a really great place to start. Yeah,
totally agree. And nail polish too. All right, you can learn more about Ashley at her website, ashleycoffapproved.com, and you can follow her on Twitter like we do at Ashley Coff. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis, and this is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone, and please use natural beauty products. Stay well.